halacha is hapnimis, the inside one, necheles, it's lechem, the lachem toida they bring, the inside lechem is eaten, the achitzoina, the outside toida, nisrefes, they burn the lechem. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why and how we know this. Now, v'chol shloi nasis, v'chol elu, anytime somebody went to add on to the Azara, they went to make the Beis Hamikdash wider, but they did not do all these pratim, they did not have a melech, or they didn't have a novi, therefore it has no kedusha, and therefore, ha-nichnas l'sham ein chayiv oleha. If somebody walks in there, he's not chayiv a korban el v'yirin, because since it never received its kedusha, you're not over the Avera. It's only if you come in when you tell me into the Beis Hamikdash, or something that has the kedusha of a Beis Hamikdash, but not stand the outskirts that has no kedusha. Now, nitma b'yazora. Let's say a person went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tor. He was tor, and he went in, and inside the Azara became tamei. A sheretz touched him inside the Azara, or somebody died in the Azara, he became tamei. V'nelma memenu tuma. And he got so excited then, that first he realized he touched the mace, but then he forgot about it. V'zochar es Hamikdash. And again, he remembers now that he's in the Beis Hamikdash, or else, Nelam Hemenu Migdash. He became so fatumled, he forgot he's in the Beis Hamikdash now. Even though V'zochar Hatuma, he remembers that he just touched the mace. But he got so nervous because of that, that he forgot that he's in the Beis Hamikdash. Or else, Nelam Hemenu Zeh V'zeh. Now, it's possible that when you came into the Beis Hamikdash, you were tor. Just in the Beis Hamikdash itself, you become tamei. And now you forgot that either you were tamei or that you're in the Beis Hamikdash. And vishtachavo, you bow down when you're in the Beis Hamikdash and you're tamei, you still stayed there and you bow down. Oy, sheshor, dichtei ishtachavoye. Not only that you bow down, but just that you waited. That's really... Really, now that you became Tomei, you're supposed to leave right away the Beis Hamikdash. But he did not leave, but rather he stayed there. He just waited. And he waited long enough that there's enough time for him to make a Hashtach Avoya, bowing down straight on your face, on the ground. Or else, oi, boloi beyarucha. Even if as soon as you became Tomei, right away you started to exit the Beis Hamikdash. But there are two exits. One way is a longer route, and one way is a shorter route. The halacha is you're supposed to leave the shorter route. You have to be out of the Beis Hamikdash as soon as possible. If you take the longer route, instead of going out the shorter route, you're also chayiv. Oy bo loy barucha, you walk out the longer route. Still chayiv, yishno yechayiv a korban erlu v'yered, if you do this b'shoigeg. Diktsora, but let's say you leave the shorter route, then potter, yishno in this case, you're potter. You didn't do anything wrong. You became tamei inside the Beis Hamikdash. You had a right to go inside. At that time, you were tor. You first became tamei inside. Now, what do you want from me? As soon as I became tamei, I exit. I left right away, and I went the shortest way possible. Then you're potter. That's nothing wrong. And the Rashi says, "B'ktsara potter, hecha d'loy hishtachavo v'loy shor." He did not wait or bow down when he was Tomei, but rather he exited right away, so therefore he's Potter. Now the Mishnah says, Zuhi mitzvah saseh sheva migdash. This is a mitzvah saseh pertaining to the Beis Hamikdash, that there's a mitzvah saseh if you're Tomei, that the Potter says, V'yishalchu min amachne v'chol tomei l'nefesh, that you're supposed to leave the Beis Hamikdash as soon as possible. But here the halacha is, Shein chayovim aleho, that if Bezdin makes a mistake with this psak halacha, and tells people they're allowed to stay in the Beis Hamikdash, for some reason, we'll see in the Gemara, they're not chayiv a korban. Rashi says, Shein chayovim aleho, bezdin par, they're not chayiv a korban, a par, for hayro, with this type of a teaching. For lo ikorin mashiach mefarsh b'gemara, we'll explain why not. For this type of a teaching, if they teach somebody that if he leaves the derech arucha, still he's also potter, they make a mistake, for this limud, they're not chayiv a par. But, where is there a case of the mitzvah sasei to be perished from a nida? And if they make a mistake and pass in the wrong way, here the bezdin would be mechayev a par. What's the case by a nida? It's like this. If a man was living with his wife, and she was a Torah, and started out to live together, she was Torah, he was mutter to have beer to come into her. The Omer loy, and then in the middle, she says to him, Nitmesi, Shno, I feel right now I'm Tamei, the dam need is coming out. So she tells the husband, she's Tamei, and the husband is inside her. So what should he do? So Upirish Miyad, even though he goes out right away, still Chayiv, still is Chayiv a Korban, still he did a chet he did the avera of living with a nida. Why? Because coming out with an aver chai is the same amount of enjoyment as going in. So really, like Rashi says, what you're supposed to do in such a case is not move back and forth, to not make any disha, rather just wait there until the aver becomes small, dies out, and then you come out, that's without enjoyment. But if you come out when you're still hard, so just like going in you have enjoyment, coming out is also enjoyment. So this is a mitzvah sefer by Hilchos Nida, that in such a situation, you should wait there until the aver is mace, and then leave. For if you leave right away when the aver is still hard, then you chayiv, you did a b'shoigeg, you chayiv a korban. Rashi says, for Yomala nitzmeisi achshov, opirish miyad b'kushi aver, he leaves when his aver is still hard, is chayiv. Ella, rather, what should you do? Yamad Bledisha. Stay there without moving back and forth. Atshe Yom HaSever. The Yifresh B'loi Kushi. The Zui Yeser. Or the Gemara Yalaflo. That here, if the Bezdin would make a mistake and pass in the wrong way, on this type of a psak, Bezdin would be Chayiv apart. We'll see in the Gemara why this yes, and why the first case no. We have Yeliezer Oimer HaSheretz. Somebody became Tomei through a sheretz touched him. And then, v'nela mimenu, he forgot that he became Tomei. So Rabbi Elazar Shittur is like this, al-helem sheretz chayiv. If the person forgot that he became Tomei, and then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or else he eats basa kochim, that's the case that yechayiv a korban ol v'yerid. But, v'eina chayiv al-helem mikdash. Rabbi Elazar holds, if you remember the whole time that you're Tomei, just you forget that this bias is the Beis HaMikdash, he owes in such a case, you're not chayiv a korban el v'yerid. According to Rabbi Lezden, not like the Tanakama, not like the first Mishnah, he owes this only on Helem Tuma, but not on Helem Mikdash. And the same thing, Rabbi Akiva, also the same type of Bedrasha, that v'nelem imenu, the Pasuk says, v'u tamei. He forgot that he was tamei, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv a korban el v'yerid. So Rabbi Kiv also dashins, al helem tuma chayiv. If you forget that you were tamei and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, for that you chayiv a korban el v'yerid. But v'yena chayiv al helem mikdash. If you remember the whole time that you're tamei, just you forgot that this bias is the Beis HaMikdash, for that you're not chayiv a korban el v'yerid. My Rashi said, the Gemara will explain, what do we need to? What's the machlekes? What's the difference between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Lezer? Because they're both saying the same thing, that halama has to be that you forgot that you were tummy. But if you remember that you're tummy, just you forget this is the Beis HaMikdash, for that you're not chayav a korban el v'yerid. However, l'alocha, our Tanakama holds, in the first Mishnah, that Rabbi Yishmael Oymano, v'nelam shtei pomim. It says twice in the Pasuk, he forgot, v'nelam. What does that mean? L'chayav al helam tuma, v'al helam mikdash. It does not make a difference which one of the two you forgot, as long as you're a shoygig. In other words, in the morning, you remember you touched the sheretz. You know you were tamei. Then throughout the day, either you forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash, even though you know you're tamei, but you forgot it's the Beis HaMikdash, yechayiv the korban el v'yerid. And the Wadim Shita, if you forgot that you're tamei, also yechayiv. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. We had the first parak, that the first Mishnah went according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shmuel. That for Tumah, Yechayiv, either way. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Papa L'Abaya, Rav Papa said to Abaya, so now the Girsa Omalei, Rav Papa said to Abaya, what does the Mishnah say? Shtayim Shem Arba, there are two Yediyas that come out to be four Yediyas. Really, Shtayim Shem Sheish Heaven, there are two Yediyas that come out to be six Yediyas. Really, there are six cases. What's that? Yediyas HaTumah, Tchilo V'Soif. You have to know in the morning first that you were Tomei, and then at night, after you did the Avera throughout the day, at night you remember again that you were Tomei. So that's two. Yediyas HaKadosh, in the morning first you have to realize that this is Basa Kachim, Tchila B'Saif, and then in the middle of the day you forget that, you eat the Basa Kachim, and then at night you remember. And who had in Yediyas Migdash, that first in the morning you remember, you know, that this bias is the base of Migdash, Tchila in the morning, and then in the afternoon you forget, and B'Saif at night you remember. So it comes out, really, there are six Yediyas. There is Yediyas Tchila B'Saif of Tumah, of Mikdash, and of Kachim. So why does the Mishnah only say four? It should be six. So Mara says, listen, the time according to your time that you want to mention the first Yediyah and the second Yediyah, if so, Tim Nehevi, don't only say six, but there's eight. To equal like this, Tumah the Kodesh, the Tumah the Mikdash. There's, you became Tomei, and now, either you went into the base of Mikdash, or you ate Basa Kachim, Tchila V'Saif. There's the first Yediyah, and there's the second Yediyah. In other words, in the morning you knew you were Tomei. And then the case is, you were, in the middle of the day you forgot that you were Tomei, and then you went into the Beis Hamikdash. And at night you remember. And this happens four times, that the Mishnah says, Shtayim Shem Arba, there are four cases here, that you forgot that you were Tomei, and either you went into the Beis Hamikdash, or you went into the, you ate Basa Kachim, and then no, you remember your Tomei, but you forgot this is Basa Kachim, or else this is the Beis Hamikdash. And in all these four cases, there are two Yediyas. There's Yediyah about it in the morning first. We're going out of Mishnahs, you have to know first, and then you forget, and then you remember. So really there are eight Yediyas here. Four at the beginning and four at the end. So the asking, as you mentioned, all the different types of rememberings is not only six, it's eight. So where it says, Holakasha, this does not bother me. Shem Tuma Achasi. It's one Tuma. This are the Yediyah Tchila and the Yediyah Basayif, that doesn't make a difference. Because it's one Yediyah. It's Yediyah that you're Tamei. You do it first and later, that's the same thing. Then I don't count. But Mikol Malkam, Shis Heaven, there should be six. There's two of Tuma, two of Beis Hamikdash, and two of Basa Kachim. So it should be six. Some Rav Papa says like this. Omar Rav Papa, that Yolam Timnan Hevi. Really, our Mishnah means to include all eight Yediyas. There's not only six, but there are eight, like we said. And by you became Tomei in the morning, you knew you were Tomei, you forgot, and then at night you remember that you're Tomei. That's cool too. But it's like this. Arba Kemaisa, the first four forgettings in the morning. Delay Maisin Leli Day Korbin, that does not bring you to bring a Korbin. The first Yediyah by itself is not Machayv your Korbin. Until you remember at night. So like Kochoshev, those first four we don't include. But Abob Asraisa, the last four Yediyas at night, when you remember what happened throughout the day, the Maisin Leila Day Korban, that brings you to have a Chiyav Korban. Kochoshev, those last four Yediyas, that's what the Mishnah is mentioning. Because those four Yediyas bring you the Chiyav Korban. And Vika the Army Son said just the opposite. Omer Papa, Lior Lom Tin Hevni. We're counting really eight Yediyas over here. But it's like this. The first four Yediyas, this is something special here over any other place. All other Chatoyim, Bishogeg, you do not have to know at the beginning that you're Tomei. It's enough just at the end of the day, you know you did a Chet. If somebody eats Chalev, Bishogeg, he doesn't have to know first, this is Chalev. It's enough just at the end of the day, somebody tells you what you ate was chalev. Here, by Korban, Elu B'Yerud, by Tumas Mikdash, it's a Chiddush, you have to have Yediyah at the beginning. So this Chiddush, that you have to know about at first, that you were Tomei, or that this was the Beis Mikdash, or that this was Basa Kachim, that the Mishnah mentions. But Arbo Bas Raisa, the last four Yediyahs at night, when you remember that you did the Chet, the Yisnaya B'Chol HaTorah Kula, that applies to all Averis, it's that way, that you only chayv a korban afterwards when you realize you did the chet. Like a chashiv, those last four, the Tana does not mention. Nothing more says, boy or a papa, what's going to be like this? Nelma mimenu hilchas tumma maho. We're going now our Mishnah, that you have to have a yediyah. In the morning when you touch the mace or touch the sheretz, you have to know that you're Tommy. What's going to be if a person, helma mimenu, he touched the mace, he knows he touched it, but he forgot the halachas. He forgot the halachas, whether it's really Tomei or not. Is that called Yediyah or not? Hechidon, what's the case talking about? Hilayma de lo yoda. he sherets tomei. Itzvadei tomei, he has a doubt. He touched a sherets, and he doesn't know whether it's a tzvadeya that's not tomei, or whether it's a sherets that is tomei. Or he touched one, he doesn't know what the lochers are. Are they tomei or not? So Gemara says that can't be a case. Nobody would make such a difference. There are such a mistake. Because zil kore be rav, let him ask his rebbe. Like was probably learned in yeshiva, he knows that a tzvadeya is tor, and he knows that a sheretz is tamei. That can't be the doubt. So li'elam really diyoda batuma sheretz. The person knows that a sheretz is tamei, and he knows he touched the sheretz in the morning. Or kigoyin denoga bechadosha, he touched a very small sheretz bechadosha. And that's the chiddush, that even though it's so small, the size of the chadosh or galentul still is tamei. For lo yoda, this person does not know this halacha. Kadoshi mitami loy mitama. He does not know this halacha. So the person knows he touched the sheretz, but he does not know the halacha that is tamei. What's the halacha mai? Kiven di yoda di mitama sheretz boilom yudii. Since he knows that somebody touches the sheretz, he becomes tamei. So now that he touched the sheretz, even though it's pachos mikashir, but that's called yedia that is tamei. Or Dilma maybe no. Kivon the chadosh lo yoda, he does not know that for such a small amount of a sheretz, you also become tamei. Imitami lo imitami halomi. It's considered like he never knew that he was tamei. It's not called yedia batchila. So maybe this person will not be chayv a korban el v'yared. Teiku, that's a good suffix, whether he's chayv a korban or not. Is that called yedia or not? Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, Ben Bovel, a person living outside Eretz Yisrael, a person living in Bovel, he never saw the Beis Mikdash in his life. Sholol Eretz Yisrael, he goes up to Eretz Yisrael now. V'nelem emenu maka Mikdash, that the person knew in the morning that he was Tamei, and he goes and he walks straight into the Beis Mikdash. And he did not realize it's the Beis Mikdash, but he never knew either that this was the Beis Mikdash. Ma, what's the locha? So, Ali B'daman, who are you asking this question according to? According to Rabbi Kiva, to boy yediya v'atchila. Rabbi Kiva is the man, the Yom that says you have to have yediya v'atchila. That's for yediya satuma. You have to first know that you are tamei. Holoi mechayev al hela mikdash. Anyway, Rabbi Kiva holds if the person knows that he's tamei, just that he makes the mistake that this is the base of mikdash, he also is not chayev a korban el biyared anyway. You only chayev a korban if you know it's the base of mikdash. Just that you forgot that you're tamei. Well, either one. Or it's more says, if contrary, Rabbi Kiva, you do not need your diya batchila. Ialib with Rabbi Shmuel, that says you do need your diya batchila to mechayiv. No, Ialib with Rabbi Shmuel, to mechayiv al hela migdash, to the old yechayiv a korban el v'yared. In the case where you forget, this is the base of migdash, but holoi boy your diya batchila. Rabbi Shmuel does not hold Rabbi Kiva's chiddush that you have to have your diya batchila. He holds even though in the morning you do not know that you are tamei, you never knew this was the base of migdash. And then you go in, still at night when you remember, you're chayiv. So what's your shayla then? So my question is, Ali with the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe sheet that we had in the first parak was, Deboy Yediyah Batchila. Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Shmuel, that you have to have Yediyah Batchila Vasoif. Or Mechayiv El Hela Migdash. And he also holds, like Rebbe Shmuel, that you're chayiv on Hela Migdash. If you forget that this is the base of Migdash, and you go in there when you're Tomei, you're chayiv a korban el v'yared. For Yom Riyos, Yediyas beis rabbi shmei yediyah. If somebody knew when he touched the sheretz that he's tamei, even though it didn't register in his mind, just he knew that he touched it, that's called yediyah. My, here also, what's the halacha? Kivon di yoda dika mikdash b'olam. Since this person learned in yeshiva, he knows that there's such a thing as a beis mikdash. He knows about it. So yediyah is considered like he once knew this makom is the beis mikdash. And now when he walks into it, he forgot that it's a base of Mikdash. That's called Yediyah Batchila. Or Duma maybe no. Kivon de Mekoymoy. Lo yoda loy lay. This person never knew where the Makam of the Mikdash is. He was never there. His whole life he lived in Bavel. This is the first time he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. So he never knew where the Makam is. So maybe Yalami. This person considered like he never knew the Makam of the Mikdash. That's called he always had Halama. He did not have Yediyah Batchila. Teiku. There's also a good suffix. He does not have Yediyah Batchila, but he be chayav a korban el v'yared or not, according to Rebbe. Then the Mishnah says, Echad Nichus Liazara, whether you go into the Beis HaMikdash itself, or whether you go into the Tosefes, into a place where they added on to the Beis HaMikdash, that also has Kedusha, and if you come in there when you're Tomei, also you chayav a korban el v'yared. So the Mishnah said, Oh Cheshvin, how are you Moisif on the Azaras? You have to have a melech, a novi, or a metumim, shtei toidois, snejin agdoilo. So mino anemili, how do we know all these halachas? Omer osimi b'achiyah diyomakro, k'chol asher ani maro oischo, estavnes ha-mishkon, v'estavnes kokeh.